Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Congratulations on, I'm sure, what has been an emotional day for you.
I appreciate that. It's been an emotional day, but a very happy day for me and my family. Thank you.
First off, Bax, congratulations, man, on an incredible career. I remember a young David Backus just kind of strutting through the locker room, very quiet kid at the time. Big mountain man walking through there. It's been a long time, buddy, so congratulations on a fantastic career.
I appreciate the eloquent strutting through the locker room. I'm a pigeon-toed feller that's a little bit awkward in the walk, but we could call it a strut, I guess.
Yeah, you're a sneaky big man out there. I remember finding you for some breakaways out there. Sneaky fast out there too, Back. So don't sell yourself short. Now, with this one-day contract, I'm always intrigued how these things come about. Obviously, Jack signed one here not too long ago. You know, what kind of was the driving force in this one-day contract happening so that you could retire, in my opinion, as rightfully so, as a St. Louis Blue?
Well, when I was back in St. Louis at the end of the season, played that last game, early May, they were trying to tee something up. I figured I was going to be done after the season. They're like, do you want us to say, you know, congrats on your retirement or – you know, whatever comes next, we want to do a little tribute for you if this is the end. So it was a little complicated, but through that time I just said, you know what, I feel like I want to, you know, kind of do what Jax did and come back to where I feel like I belong and wanted to retire as a Blue. And so through that process, reached out to Army, and he said, well, we would absolutely love that. You know, we were kind of thinking the same thing. So that came to fruition, and then today came to reality, and just really happy that we could make that happen.
David, you talk about the idea of coming back home and full circle, right? Was there a moment, or was there a season, a year, maybe a player that took you under their wing where you said, okay, this is home. Like, this makes sense. This is where I'm supposed to be.
Well, I think obviously Big Walt let me live in his house to begin with. That was a nice introduction. Somebody I looked up to when I was younger, and seeing, you know, him live his day-to-day life, a little bit of family life. You know, and now those boys that were in diapers are now playing in the NHL. So it's crazy how that evolves. But that was a great introduction. And like I say in that letter I wrote, like those first couple of years with guys like Dan Hynote, who was not even in the top, you know, 60% of skill guys out there, but he had the will to make an impact on every game. And just all those guys when I was young that showed me the way, poured into me, and, you know, how the whole organization kind of grew together from my time there. Of 06, 07 was a tough time to be part of the organization and part of the Blues family, and, you know, 10, 12,000 people in the stands. And now you look at that place, and it's a hot ticket, and it's come a long way, and something I feel like I played a little bit of a role in, and very proud of that.
David, how difficult was it to write that letter? Because I was reading it this morning, and I'm like choked up reading it, like with everything. Yeah. And you break down the path, and just there's just so many emotions going through that from a fan standpoint. What was that like writing that for you?
Well, it's kind of like writing your own epitaph of you know, summary of your career, and take 15 years worth of work and put it into a letter. And so there was a lot of hours spent writing it, editing it, reorganizing it. My wife got involved for a while, and that's a great way to, you know, include her on this, who's been there for me this whole journey. And so we kind of teamed up on the end of it. And I just feel like it was kind of like, what are these moments that matter the most to me, or what am I taking away from this experience that I've been so blessed to have? And, you know, I would love to have played 1,000 games and had a silver stick on my wall, or, you know, had a Stanley Cup ring. And, you know, those might be things that I still yearn for. But to me, these experiences and these relationships that we've met, have been a part of, and the cities and the communities we've really engrossed ourselves with are what matters. That will be lasting. And that's really where I can hang my hat as just something I can take away from this wonderful game I've been so blessed to play.
Bax, I'm curious, when you got started in the league, and again, I go back, and you're right, 06, 07 was tough times, not a lot of people in the building, and you're a young guy that it's coming in, cutting your teeth in the NHL. It's probably difficult at that moment to know exactly what kind of player you wanted to be, what kind of an impact you wanted to have on an organization on a daily basis. But what was it for you that clicked, or who was it for you that kind of pointed you in the right direction as to what you could be?
You're right. My mindset coming in those first couple of years was just find a role and do it well. And everybody wants to be the guy running the power play and scoring goals, but I was also realistic and know that you've got two lines that are really the high skill guys that are going to be putting up big numbers, but there's also another, you know, 6-4 positions that, you know, have different roles. And if I could slot myself into one of those, you know, life in the NHL, even in the bottom six, is a good life. So I was just kind of seeing what was a little hole I could fill, and starting on a fourth line or playing with, you know, Lee Stempniak and Jay McClemon at times, it was like, hey, we can be a shutdown line, or they could go out there and ruffle some feathers. And DJ King really helped me to understand that mental side of the game and have an impact. And then just wait for an opportunity. And so as a team, you know, that was really evolving and rebuilding, I think those opportunities came a little sooner than maybe it would have in other circumstances, but you get those opportunities and able to capitalize on them. So a lot of guys had their hand on my career, and a lot of guys really, you know, breathed some life into me. And, you know, a guy like Jamal Mayers, even earlier in my career, telling me that I had to, you know, answer the bell or rough it up a little bit more, and that would help me out to, you know, stay in the league. And I was like, I don't really want to do that. That's not the fun part of the game. I don't, maybe there's guys that really enjoy that, but it's not fun, but it's necessary. And that encouragement all of a sudden, I think, got me more looks, and I was able to take advantage of them.
Now, Bax, as a guy myself that bopped around the league a little bit, to say the least, I did have a couple of lengthy stays in a couple of spots, but it's difficult to make that transition. When you leave a team that you've been with for a long time and you go somewhere new, there's a lot of things that, well, quite honestly, you've never been through before. And then the expectations on someone like yourself of producing and being a big part of it and, you know, being a go-to guy. How hard was that for you to make that initial move from St. Louis to Boston and trying to find your footing over there?
Yeah, it is a bit of a new world you're stepping into. I would say, you know, professionally, from all the new, you know, teammates to meet and get some equity built up with them, to new roles and, you know, coming from a place where I knew every night, okay, top line, that's my assignment. And now it's okay. You're in a different role. You don't know who you're going to be lined up against, and your line mates are changing on the regular. So it was a big adjustment. That being said, I think it also gave me some perspective and opened my eyes to a different part of the game, because I was so blessed to have a prominent role for so long there, that now in a supporting role, you get to see some of the difficulties that some guys go through, or that they go through their whole career. And being able to empathize with those, I think, helped me to be a better teammate moving forward, to say, you know what, there is another side of this, but in this role, you know, you got to hang your hat on some of these other intangibles that you might not be spending 2 or 3 or 4 minutes on the power play each night where the cookies all lie. You might have some, you know, other impacts in the game and being physical or shutting down other teams' best lines or whatever that may be, and hang your hat on that and know that you're really helping the team win just as much as those guys that are putting the points up when they're getting those opportunities on power play or other opportunities like that.
Last thing for David Backes, who again signed a one-day contract to retire with the Blues today. He's joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. David, when you reflect on your time with the Blues, what's the moment that often stands out for you?
I always lean back on the 2016 playoffs when we beat Chicago Game 7 at home. They were just a team that ended our season a couple of years in the playoffs. Even the one year we probably had a better team than them, but we didn't get a job done. LA had beaten us. We'd never gotten past the second round in my 9 years prior. And we always kind of had that ceiling, and they were a tough team to get by. So when we beat them in Game 7 at home, and we had that feeling like this could be our year, we beat Dallas in Game 7, the second round. And, I just felt like that moment when we beat Chicago, it was like we busted through that barrier we'd had for so long. We made it to the third round. And even losing to San Jose was like, a couple more cracks at it with this group and, maybe a couple tweaks to personnel or whatever we need to do. It was minor changes that needed to happen for us to get to our goal. And that was kind of the realization of that. And it really stands out in my time there.
David, I am interested. Look, 15-plus years, it's been on you. I mean, you're traveling all over the place. The family follows you. I know you got a young family. What does Kelly have on that honey-do list for you after 15 years? I have to imagine it's pretty long.
I'm actually getting a lot of the day-to-day stuff knocked off, even when I was playing, but she's got her nursing degree. She's, got aspirations. She comes from a family of entrepreneurs. So the idea of kind of starting, a business or her own thing, she's talked about, maybe doing like a curated gifts business or a baby boutique and whether that's St. Louis based or wherever that is, I think that'll flush itself out in time. But I have no problem being supporting cast and kind of switching roles with her and letting her chase some of her dreams because she's sacrificed them for so long so I could do what I love to do for 15 years. So her turn, and if we do it together, that's probably even better to get some more time together. And as our kids are entering full-time school age, and we'll have that time to do it.
All right, Bax, well, look, man, we really appreciate your time today. Congratulations again on a fantastic career. Loved watching you play as a guy that was in the league and then getting a chance to watch you after. You left it all out on the ice, man, and I respect the heck out of that. And I'm also I'm looking forward to the rookie dinner for the Blues alumni coming up. You don't realize it yet, but you will be handing over your credit card. It's not a big deal.
Is that a thing, really?
Oh, no, it's a thing. And with a guy like you,
Kelly, for permission.
Yeah, well, what we do is we look at career earnings, right? And so we base that off of that. I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm excited to have you come back and be a part of some of the stuff we do here with the alumni. I know you're awesome in the community, and Kelly's awesome, too. So, again, congratulations on a great career.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, and what a day it's been. I really appreciate everyone that's reached out and all the support from the city.
We appreciate you, David. Thank you so much. Enjoy the day.
Cheers.
All right. That's David Backes, signed the one-day contract to retire as a Blue today. More thoughts on that coming up throughout the course of the show.